Home Depot, a major hardware retailer, is one of many companies that altogether spent $104 billion buying back their own stock in February. The investment research firm Trimtab says that's a record high. Retailers Foot Locker and Gap were also among the firms doing buybacks, along with information technology companies. Buybacks reduce the number of shares outstanding and tend to raise their value. While this pleases company shareholders, it is a more cautious move than expanding by putting money into new equipment and employees, according to Trimtab's head, David Sanchi, who spoke via Skype.
It is a moderate vote of confidence in the economy, but it would certainly be better to see companies doing other things with their money if they were really gung-ho bullish.
Investing in new buildings and equipment is more likely to increase the number of jobs. Those jobs are on the way as the U.S. economy recovers, says the head of the National Association for Business Economics, John Sylvia.
The current economic environment is positive for more hiring going forward.
Retail sales are among the activities affected by interest rates, which were cut to nearly zero to help the economy during the recession. Sylvia says hundreds of economists surveyed by NABE say interest rates are about right for now and should rise later this year because the recovering economy no longer needs help from the record low interest rates set by the U.S. Federal Reserve.
The overall thinking is by the end of this year it will go up a modest amount, so it won't be 25 basis points every meeting.
Stock markets have been more stable in recent years because of the Fed's efforts to boost the economy, according to Bankrate.com's Mike Hamrick. He says as the Fed cuts back its emergency measures, stock markets could become more volatile. Speaking via Skype, Hamrick also says Bankrate's survey of 25 economists found a consensus that oil prices are headed upward this year.
Roughly a 30% increase from the current level. So that may tell us that for consumers in the United States, at least, the best news on gasoline prices may be behind.
Oil prices and other issues will be considered by Federal Reserve officials next Tuesday and Wednesday when they debate interest rate policy and other economic issues. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
Banking firms. 更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com.